Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Season 5, Episode 17. The week that was for December 4th, 2023 is always thank you to my daughter for the intro music. This is an afternoon edition because basically I took it easy this morning. In this episode, we are going to talk about the week that was for December 4th, 2023. We're telling dad joke, preview the upcoming week. All of this may be more, maybe less in this week's top rated and award winning somewhere in the episode, somewhere in the internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast. And that is my voice starts to give out on me. I don't know why. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. And we're back. Thank you very much. We're going to roll right into student emails of the week. This week, student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. And it simply reads, Sal, you forgot to tell us about the podcast. Really? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. You got me. I goofed up. Please remind me on Monday. I will bring a donut for you since you're the only one that called me on it. So, I will take care of that and I will discuss it later in this episode. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get it read on this highly popular and award-winning somewhere in internet episodes show of podcast of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. Do a week in review for classes, combining both honors and US 2 classes. We started the week off with a brief review of the Battle of the Bulge in Europe. It was the last great German offensive of the war. Germany threw the bulk of their remaining forces at our lines in Europe, right on the border of Belgium, in an attempt to break through the lines and from there drive towards Antwerp, which was the major port city supplying the Allies. By Allies, the English and American forces in France and Belgium. Fortunately, it was not successful. From there, we jumped over to the Pacific Theater. We talked about General Tojo stepping down as leader of the Japanese war effort. He was bringing dishonor, he felt, to the Japanese war effort because he kept losing. And then we talked about the Battle of the Leyte Gulf, which occurred that year. It was the largest naval battle in the history of all mankind. Where Midway, which happened in 1942, that severely hampered the Japanese being able to attack us on a large scale naval battles. Battle of Leyte Gulf in 1944 pretty much ended their offensive operations on a large scale because we sunk so many of their ships, even though they had us outgunned. Tuesday, we moved on to the home front, talking about the Steelers once again combining with another football team due to lack of players. This time it was the Cardinals. Not the Arizona Cardinals, not the St. Louis Cardinals, but the Chicago Cardinals. Cardinals played in Chicago before the other two cities. Then we watched the video, U.S. propaganda video. It was a newsreel style. Talked about the importance of women supporting the war effort in industry. Signing up for the women's service units of the military, supporting the military service so men can go fight, taking jobs like that, saying women could do the work just as well as the men. And we also talked about how that was short-lived as the men started coming back. It's a spoiler alert, as the men start coming back from overseas and going back into factories, women are sent home and laid off for the men. So those efforts would be short-lived as the war ends in 1945. Wednesday, we had Keystone Algebra makeup. Some of you were testing. I got to hang with some of you all day as I was a proctor for the test. Those of you that weren't testing, Yin's guys went to study hall. You had time to study. We do have a quiz coming up next week. I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's okay. Thursday, we did a quizzes in class. It was a World War II review. It was to be completed while in class. Students who are absent can make up the work. Students who did not finish made arrangements with me on how to complete the assignment after class and still get full credit. If students did not work on it during class, they did not receive credit. It was to be started in class. So if they were goofing around, not doing what they were supposed to be doing, you lost credit for that. You had to get a score of, for honors, 90% or better to earn full credit. Regular U.S. classes, you need an 80% or better to get full credit. You had unlimited attempts to earn that necessary score. And basically, the deal was I gave the students the option who saw me before the end of class and said, hey, I've been trying, I can't get the score. You could do 4 attempts on the game, on the quizzes game, and take your highest score if you don't get the 80% or better for regular, 90% or better for honors. Or give me a bunch of times, and that number was depending on how many you did in class. And if you were trying and you still couldn't get the score, but you were giving good effort, not that you were just clicking through the answers, but you were actually trying, which I could see by how long it takes you on the attempts and such, you got full credit. So that was the deal we talked in class for those of you that talked with me. Friday, we completed a booklet on World War II. Honors in Period 3, we had class for you guys. That was a participation points grade. We had class. Then after that, 10:45, a lot of people left because of the winter semi. Some people weren't in school. You were excused from the assignment if you were not here. That's okay. That's how we worked that out. I want to reiterate, I also sent out emails to students who do owe work for this 9 weeks. I talked with a few others who also owe work. All work must be submitted by Monday, December 18th, 2023, for it to be graded. Because after that, we get into the holiday break. And then a short period of time before, Charlie's sitting here eating and distracting me, but that's okay. Making sure she still has food in her bowl. Make sure everything gets graded because when we come back from break, it's going to be hectic. So that's what we covered with that. What's up, New Brighton? They were working on the next show. I am going to remind you guys the study skills resources are linked in each class's Schoology page. Take that out. Check those out. They're under important class links and resources. There's note taking. There's other study skills. Talking with you guys. Remember, it's not how hard you study, it's how efficient you study. If you're studying long hours, you're trying to cram information, it's not working for you, try something else, we'll work on it. That's part of what we're trying to do with the class, is help you make school easier by learning how to study better. So there's that. Remember, I have a bunch of free pocketed folders. I still have notebooks if you need them. See me. We have pencils. That's an ongoing replace the pencils as you lose them. So we're good. Whew. You know what? I'm going to take a break and get a drink of water. I will be right back. Hold on, guys. And I'm back. I'm not going to get into optional enrichment assignments. We've talked about them in the past few episodes. They are all the same. The stick together is linked off my blog, mrsal.edublogs.org. There's other activities you can do. See me in class or go back through the previous podcast to let me know what you're interested in. We're going to move ahead to, wait for it, the dad joke of the week. Thank you very much. And this week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of Reddit. Reddit.com. Oh. That's not the one I wanted. Ah! Let's try this. I don't like that one either. Let's go with The drum roll. My daughter asked me the other day, "Dad, what do bees eat?" My response was, "Honey, how should I know? I don't teach science." Get it? Get it? What the bees eat? Honey, how should I know? Anyway, it was a good joke. I liked it. Maybe the delivery wasn't as good as it should have been, but that's okay. We're going to jump into next week's preview, 1945. We're going to take some notes on the Pacific Theater second. First is going to be the European Theater. I'm going to start with that, the European Theater. Let's see. There's a lot that goes on in Europe and a lot that goes on in the Pacific Theater. 1945, we're going to watch some video clips. Some of the newsreels of that time, which were, I don't want to say censored, but the news agencies did have to work with the government to make sure they got them approved and got their reporters to stay with the military while they were fighting. And then we're going to show some of the videos from a few years after that or years down the road that are, I don't want to say critical, but give you a fuller story of what was going on with casualties and things of that nature. The words used like for D-Day, casualties were but a fraction of what we expected. And then we saw the actual numbers. It takes away that little bit of spin put on there to keep people involved in the war. So we're going to get into that with both the European Theater, the Pacific Theater, and we're talking about the home front. We're going to have some review. You'll have time every day in class to study and prepare for the quiz, which will probably be Thursday of next week. What's up, New Brighton? You guys are working on the show, so that's going as planned. School announcements are as follows. Check out the What's Up, New Brighton internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student-run. Check that out. We have a TikTok channel. Talked about the e-books from the school library. You could also request books from the school library if it's not in the school library. Mrs. Berger put a form up in Schoology. You can click on that and request books. We have a host of colleges and trade schools coming to New Brighton Area High School. That does count as your college visit, a college visit for you. So check those out. We're still in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. Dress up or dress down is going on. Check out for the days and themes. You were sent an email, and there's also posters up all over the school. So, I'm going to get ready to wrap up this podcast. I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you like something, please let me know. If you don't like something, please let me know. Send me some constructive criticism. Today's been a little choppy. It's a late episode. I haven't had my espresso. And as I read the articles before, you're not supposed to have espresso after noon. But that's okay. I'm going to have some anyway. I had a late breakfast and I'm a little bit behind because I was just hanging out. It was supposed to be a beautiful sunny day and I was supposed to be outside and it's been nothing but dreary and blah outside. So I've been kind of bumming around, relaxing, and you have to have those days to take care of yourself. Some days you just need to relax. Today is one of those days. So we're going to get into some of the organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT. Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the world, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT. Interview interesting guests and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. I think Twitter is also called X. And anywhere else you find great podcasts such as Spotify, Amazon Music, I believe, Apple Music. So we're all over the place. Check us out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area of the U.S. and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211.org on any internet device or 211 on your phone. We also have 511PA.com on this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year with the weather being crazy as it is. Accidents, road closures, construction, snow plows, things of that nature are all listed on that website. Check it out. You can go to 511PA app, dial 511 on your phone, or go to 511PA.com. They have traffic cams. They show where the snow plows are on state highways and interstates. I use this whenever I'm traveling along with Waze. Check out that resource. That's going to wrap everything up. We're at 16 minutes, kind of an abbreviated episode this week because it's the afternoon and I'm hoping the sun's eventually going to come out. But in the meantime, I'm going to chill out with a good book and some espresso. Talk to yins, guys, Monday. Have a good one, everybody.